Part 3, Chapter 81. Hank, Ron, and Robin sat in a circle on the floor around a coffee table, smoking a joint in their apartment. It was very good pot, the kind with a golden tinge and a deep resin, which blackened the sides of the white zigzag in which it was rolled. They were listening to a new album from the Eagles. Hank brought it from the music store where he worked. Robin stopped smoking halfway through the joint and sipped white wine from a delicately shaped pink glass that was shaped like a large V. She held it in both hands and grinned as she stared at their faces and listened to the music. Ron rolled another joint as soon as they had finished the first. Hank said, "I can't, man. I have to go to work." Robin smiled to herself and wished that they could get rid of him. It had been Ron's idea to have him live with them. It allowed them to afford a much nicer apartment. But she didn't like Hank, and she hated the loss of privacy. Ron lit the second joint. Hank walked on his toes to his room, where he put on his shoes and walked down the stairs from their second-floor apartment, got into his tan VW, and was gone. This was their third apartment together. The first had been when they decided to live together and spent a summer in Rahway, staying in Warren Lashley's room while he was in Greece. Then they moved to Elizabeth and had a place that Robin loved in Bayway. But Ron hated it and found this place and convinced her to have Hank live with them. It was a nice apartment. Robin loved living with Hank's two cats, Lenny and Bob. She was going to school in New York City and working full-time in Westfield. Her days were long and busy, and she liked it that way. It made weekends seem like so much more of a pleasure. Ron was working an insurance scam that paid him $5,000 a year and was going to school at a state college. As he smoked a joint, he stroked the sides of her face with the backs of his fingers on his left hand. Then he dipped his finger into her glass and coated her lips with the sweet, dry wine. He put down the joint and kissed her. Robin moved into his lap and curled her arms around his neck. He felt the press of her breasts against his chest. The kiss was long. She gazed into his green eyes and saw them tinged with the red that came from the smoke. Then she stood up, slid her panties down, as he watched her. She was wearing a light cotton summer dress that was loose and covered in small flowers. She straddled his lap, undid his belt, pulled down his zipper, found him hard, and slid him into her. His hands squeezed her cheeks as she bobbed up and down like a happy cork on the ocean. Then they heard the door open and heard footsteps on the stairs. Abruptly, she pulled off of him, picked up her panties, and hurried into their bedroom, while Ron fumbled with his pants. Hank didn't come back into the living room, but went to his room, picked up the check that he had forgotten, and left the apartment again without a word. Ron found her sitting on the bed. "This isn't working, Ron. I know. This is what you wanted. This is what you created. Fix it." "How do you want me to fix it?" She fixed him with a hard stare. "Get rid of him or help me find my own place." Ron's face looked hurt. His long brown hair was covering his right eye, and he lifted it back over his ear. "You would want to live somewhere without me?" Robin thought, how can he be so smart at the same time, so dense? She enunciated very clearly and spoke slowly in a very small voice. "No, Ron, but I'm unhappy. You promised that if I was unhappy, that I wouldn't have to live with it. When you were in Elizabeth, we moved, didn't we?" His been my friend a long time. I can't just kick him out. Do you love me? You know I love you. Do you like seeing me unhappy? I didn't know that you were unhappy. Then you haven't been paying attention. Robin knew that last thing would stick in his head. He hated the idea that he might be missing something. She watched his eyes flicker and saw his brain working. Can we wait until after the semester is over? Maybe you can. I can't. Ron reached out for her, but she pulled away and got off the bed. I'm really not in the mood right now, Ron. She grinned to herself. Leaving him flustered like that was fun, and he never saw her doing it until it was too late. I'm taking a ride down to see my mother. Ron nodded. She knew that he wouldn't want to go with her there. Let him think about what she had said a little bit. Robin still wasn't back when Hank came home from work. Ron had rolled two joints, waiting. Hank made himself a cup of coffee. He didn't ask where Robin was. He didn't realize that he had almost walked in on them. Halfway through the first joint, Ron said, Hank, we gotta move. Where do you want to go? Said Hank. It's not exactly where. Robin and I need to be alone. This just isn't working anymore. It isn't natural. It isn't fair to her. Hank stopped smoking the joint and lit a cigarette. Ron lit one too. So it's her idea. Ron tried to look him in the eye. He said, no, it's our idea. They heard the front door open and shut, heard Robin on the stairs. Cats ran to greet her, tails straight up. They heard her talking to the cats on the stairs. Robin, can you come in here a minute? She came into the room, smelled the pot, and said, give me a few minutes. Ron said, I was just telling Hank that we needed to live alone. Ron and Hank looked at each other as they waited. Their friendship had been long and strong. Hank was not doing well. He'd stopped confiding his feelings to Ron after he realized that Ron shared everything that he said with Robin. Hank understood that she wanted him gone. They had lived together almost a year. They had both tried, but there was no place for them to connect other than Ron, and she wanted him to herself. Ron's face showed Hank that he just wanted to get this over with. Robin put on the light flowered dress and took her panties off. Ron was going to sleep a happy boy tonight. He'd listen to her. Hank said, it'll take me a while to find a new place. Robin slid down next to Ron and parted her thighs slightly. She touched his arm. How long do you think it will take, Hank? She tried to say it gently. She knew she was being impatient and that she had let it go on too long, and that now what was becoming haste had really been pent-up frustration. I don't know yet. I'll look around. I'll keep to myself till then. Ron felt a pang, but Robin squeezed his arm ever so promisingly. Hank got up and put his cigarette into the breast pockets of his button-down shirt. Good night. Ron and Robin exchanged a grin when he was gone. She said, I didn't think you'd do it that fast. Ron put his head down. You said that you'd live somewhere else.